January 9th, 1989. I'm speaking with Sally Tidoff on the early history of furniture, bathrooms, and the rooms of the house. This is Susie Bishop.
What do you remember about early bathrooms and the types of furniture?
In the bathrooms, they had the cups were like, they had no, a lot of cupboards, you know, they didn't have a lot of cupboards in the bathrooms that they got today. And, well, there wasn't anything like this today.
And there was really no plumbing?
Well, there was.
After a while?
Yeah, after a while there was plumbing. Yes, after a while there was plumbing.
Were the bathtubs shaped to the body? Like it had like a body shape?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Different shape than the
other one? Yeah, different shape. Oh, yes.
What kind of things did you use to wash your hands and faces? Was it like a sink, running water, or?
No, we had a bowl for the pitcher. But later on we did get a bowl, but not bowls like today. You know, they were very small. They were so small that you could actually you could wash your hands in, but there was not room like to wash your hair. You would never be able to wash your hair in those hands. Those first bowls.
Was there running hot water at first, when you first got your faucet?
When the faucet came, yes. When the faucet came in, then we had hot water. Oh yes.
How did you get hot water otherwise when you didn't have the faucet? When you had just the pitcher?
You had to heat your water. You had to heat your water for baths. You had to heat your water for washing your clothes, for anything you did. Anytime you need hot water, you had to keep going.
What were the early houses like?
Very plain, nothing fancy. Most of the rooms were paper, wallpaper. The furniture was very plain.
Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm. There's no cushioning.
No upholstery. It was very plain.
What was the common number of rooms that you had in the house?
I think most of your homes at that time had it upstairs. But that upstairs was only heated by like one furnace in one room. That's all the heat you get up from the hill upstairs. And that wasn't very much.
Yeah.
But, I think most of the homes at that time, they had to have the one bedroom downstairs. And they'd have three bedrooms upstairs. Because most people had big families. You know.
Yeah, bigger than what they are today.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there any like closets and stuff? Did every bedroom have a closet?
Well, now I can remember starting out. We had a closet. It was like a closet, but all we had was a curtain in front of that closet.
Oh, so it's
there
like
was
a
no
little
doors.
Space.
There was no doors. You know. Then eventually they put doors on closets. But at one time there was not even doors on closet. They just had, you know, a curtain across. That was it.
Was there shelves inside of the closet? Shelves inside of the closet?
Oh, no, just for hanging.
Oh.
That's it. Just to hang things. And they were small. They were very small.
Wow. Was there special rooms inside for, like, a washroom and maybe a smoke room or a cellar or something?
We had a cellar, yes. We had a cellar, but we had no den or no nothing like that. No, we had no.
Did you have
we had a pantry. I mean, we like our kitchen. Off our kitchen was a pantry, and in that pantry was all shelves, you know, for
like
your food, for canned stuff. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have a specific room for washing or anything when you first?
No. Our washing machine stood right in the one corner of our kitchen. Stood right in the kitchen, just for the washroom, just pull it out and use it. That's the way it was at that time.
Mm. Did you have a dryer?
No dryer. Mm-hmm. No.
So you just hung
my mother, as long as I could, she never did phone a dryer, ever. She never had a dryer.
She always hung everything up?
Everything up. Everything outside, okay, we hung out clothes all winter long. They would freeze dry, and then we'd bring them in, and she'd hang them over doors, chairs, whatever, to finish drying them. Wouldn't it be terrible?
Yeah, it'd be
today?
So cold.
You know, and there was nine of us here.
And if it's snowing and windy?
Terrible. And then to go out there and try and pry those clothes off the line when
oh
they were
my
frozen. Oh, yeah. That
and
was
ice on them and everything?
Yeah.
And
it would be just stiff. You take my house, it would just stiff. But you'd be surprised from freezing them outside like that, how much less kind of tough to dry in the house once you got them out and hung them over or whatever, you know, you had to hang them over. Yeah, we had clothes hanging all over the gosh darn house. We did. You know, with nine kids, you had to.
Really
until,
dying.
Until they got dry, yep.
What materials were used when you took a bath or whatever, like, did you use soap and like a washcloth and stuff, like shampoo and...
Oh yeah, we all, but I'll tell you, our washcloths were a lot of, most of them, I mean, was, we have bath towels, but most of our wash, she didn't buy a washcloth. She just took old bath towels that was torn, she cut the good pieces out and sew around them, and that was our washcloths. Never buy washcloths. Never bought dish towels.
No, you
in fact, not
dish
even
towels.
You know, my mom used to use the towels, like when a man's shirt, like my brother's or my dad's shirt would go apart, you know, would be no good. She'd take like the side here or the back, take the back, you know, and hem around them. That was our towels.
Like a flannel shirt or something?
Oh, well, even just the regular cotton shirt. Any
really?
Shirt. That's what she used to do. She never bought dish towels, dishcloths. Never.
Oh my gosh. What about soap? Like
soap? Yeah. Well, when
hand
she,
soap.
Yeah. When she. Well, yeah. We had hand soap. Yeah. And but when she went to town, she had very few groceries that she bought because she made everything, from bread to soups to canned everything. We canned all the fruit and vegetables we had in the garden, and she never bought a vegetable or a fruit.
So you had to have a big, pretty big garden.
Yep. We did have a big garden.
Did
we had all kinds of stuff, you know.
Did most people's houses, like, if they had five children in the house, they might have a smaller garden than a person with 12 children?
Oh, well, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
What about, like, shampoo?
And in those days, Sue, when they had a garden, now, like, we had a big garden, and we had a neighbor that didn't have a garden or didn't have a good garden, hey, you shared. You shared. Mm-hmm. Hey, I can remember we used to pick strawberries. And well, we had all we needed. Hey, we'd go out by the road, and whoever went by, you know, they could have some strawberries. We just give them to them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Too bad they don't do that today.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's what they used to do.
Help out.
Wow.
What did you use for shampoo and cream and stuff?
We were just soap.
Just like the hand soap you use
just
for your hair?
Just hand soap. You use that right for your hair. Right. No, we didn't buy any shampoo, nothing. In fact, at that time, we never bought any, so I didn't even know if there was any available. Maybe there probably was, but I never knew of it because my mom never bought any. Even soap, that was it.
Huh.
Well, and I'll tell you what we rinse our hair in sometimes is vinegar. Put a little vinegar in water and rinse it and make it soft.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it make it smell?
Oh, if it did, too bad. It was clean.
Wow.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little vinegar and water and rinse our hair.
No, we did that.
It softened it.
Wow. Let's try it.
Yeah, it does. It did.
Try it.
Really did.
Yeah. Was there a special day set aside for bathing that you remember?
Oh, yes. Once a week. Once a week, believe it or not.
And what day?
Usually Saturday.
Yeah.
Because we went to school all week, you know.
Yeah.
Usually Saturday.
Was there like a religion? Religious origin for that, like to get ready for Sunday church, maybe.
Oh yeah, sure. So you'd be all ready, clean, and ready for church on Sunday, right? Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember anything such as a cradle bath or a adult rocker bath, where the baby would lay inside the bathtub and it would rock for them and make the water splash?
Mm-hmm. Nope. No. Never had such a thing as that. Nope.
What do you remember most about the early rocking chairs, such as their shape or were they comfortable and their purpose?
they were comfortable. There was no upholstery even on those, on all your rocking chairs was just all wood. But they were comfortable. Hey, my mom had one. I used to love to sit in it. They were comfortable.
What was their shape?
Well, they were shaped right to your body, like, you know, shaped just...
Were they more straighter than the ones today, or...?
Well, yes, the back straight, yes. Backs. Yes, but they, and they were high, you know, higher back.
But they were still comfortable and all that?
Oh, yes, they were comfortable. But like I say, most of our furniture wasn't upholstered. So, I mean, that was great. So, I mean, yeah. That was great.
What do you remember most about early beds that you slept?
Well, the beds that I slept on, they were iron. You know, that mean that the frame, they were iron beds. They weren't iron. I mean, they weren't wood. They were the iron beds at that time. And your mattresses then, we had one mattress, and we had springs. We had a set of springs underneath. But it wasn't all enclosed like they are today. You know, your body, you got the box springs where they're enclosed. These were regular springs, just like a big, oh yeah, they were just springs. And you put this mattress on the top, and the mattress wasn't near as thick as it is today. Well, we thought it was thick. I mean, that's the only thing we ever slept on.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they made it through. It was all right, I guess, but that's what they were like at that time, when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh.
They were just regular springs, suits. No kidding. It was like a board, and then all these springs were, and right out in the open. I mean, you know, there was nothing around them. And then you had the mattress on the top, and that was it.
Did you ever have trouble with the springs like poking through the mattresses? Or not? I guess one should maybe break. Or
well, something. Yeah, but then my dad would fix them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, he'd fix them. You know.
My dad would be more uncomfortable than what today, but if he didn't know anything.
We didn't know that this is the way they were.
Right,
that's
where
everybody's was, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, sure. If I said your furniture today, you know, it's a lot more comfort today.
What were like the feather beds like? Would the ones that you were talking about, would they be the feather beds? Or would they
just... We had feather beds, but we covered up with them. See, it was cold up in our upstairs in where I lived, where I was born, and that's what we used to cover up, to keep warm.
Did they have to use, like, pedals or padders or whatever to put it back into shape or something?
Cause you mean your feather beds?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I remembered something about that, like I read in a book or on a picture or something, they had padders for a feather bed that I guess they would hit it with.
I know that the feathers get, I see what you mean. They probably, they get kind of bunched up. And then you'd have
You spread them out.
Yeah, you'd just kind of shake it. That's what we did. We'd shake it. We'd just give it a good shake, you know.
You were lying.
So it would spread out evenly, you know. So it wouldn't have the bumps in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
They
did have a thing that they hit them.
Would you have to do that often? Like maybe every night or something?
No. I think we did that about once a week. Just kind of feather them up, you know, and shake them up, and so they weren't so bumpy.
They're all bumpy faces.
Oh, shit.
They all stand there going,
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Wow. What was some of the early lawn furniture like?
We didn't have it.
Would you just take out chairs from the kitchen?
No, we'd take a blanket. You know, we took a blanket out from the yard and set out a bucket. We didn't have any chairs and any furniture outside. Nope, never did. In fact, we used to some nights, when it was so hot, you know, the weather was so hot, we'd take a blanket and go out and sleep all night.
Really?
Sure.
You wouldn't get cold or anything?
No.
What about mosquitoes?
I guess we didn't have, I don't remember them bothering at night. I don't think so.
That'd be neat if we could just, you know,
today. Yeah, we did. We'd sleep out all night when it was a hot night. We couldn't stand it. Let's see, we sleep that stuff upstairs and that's just hot.
Were hammocks popular?
No.
What were your early kitchens like?
The kitchens? Well, I had the early kitchens, they either had a wood stove or maybe a kerosene stove for cooking. That's what they had for cooking, and the ovens. Then they'd have an oven like on the side, it was just an oven, you know, just a regular oven, all by itself, you know, there's no there was no burners or nothing to it, you know. But see, they had the kerosene stove, and then they had this oven, and this oven they'd have to set on the kerosene stove to heat it up the bacon.
Oh my gosh. Seems like, was it like a lot harder to work with?
Oh yes, definitely. Oh yes. Yeah, and when they first started out, even with a stove, and they went from the cook stove to the kerosene stove, that was a big change there, you know. And I'll tell you, actually, the cook stove, I'd rather bet about ramen or cook stove, because the kerosene, I couldn't stand the smell of it. That kerosene. Yeah, you could smell that kerosene.
Did it heat things up faster?
Oh, yeah, they heat fast. Yeah. Hey, your heat was there right away. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it easier cleaning one of them, or no? Like your senior wood stove than working?
No, I'd rather have your electric light the other day. No, they weren't very easy. I said it was just like your lamps that were before the electricity came in, you know, when you had kerosene lamps and lanterns. My dad used to go to the barn with a lantern, you know. Boy, you got to clean up. Once a week, we had to take all the lamps and the bulbs apart, you know,
and
clean them up every week once, yeah. Once a week, you have to take them all apart and clean them up. Because if you turn your wick a little bit high and it flamed up, it would get your globe black.
Black, see?
It would burn your globe, and then they weren't bright.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they got to do with today, Sue, so I'm telling you.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of big difference.
Are you familiar with the summer kitchen?
I know some people had something they called summer kitchen. We never had one. Never had a summer kitchen.
That's like where they have a separate house where they cook it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not so hot in their house.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's what a summer kitchen was. We know. I'm not familiar with them. We never had one.
What was shopping for the household items?
Very little. I can remember, I think the only thing my mom, when she went down shopping, she had not even flour, because, you know, they used to take wheat, you know, to the mill and make flour, and that's how she got the flour, you know.
Well, so she did that
herself? And she had, yeah. And then she had, well, made kill her own meat, which would be like hogs, and there's where you'd render the grease for your lard, like they call it short in the day, you know. We had our own chicken, we had our own eggs, we had everything. Actually, the only thing she went downtown to get, I'd say, like, is sugar, soap. Sugar and soap. We had to get flour. It was very few things. And like
butter?
Maybe like salt, but no, we turned our own butter.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We,
so then you made your own milk, too?
Cheese. We made our own cottage cheese.
Really?
Sure.
We had it aged in a separate area.
Yeah, you aged it, and you had to put it in a bag. I can remember my mom hanging that bag up, you know, a white bag with a sour milk in, and then that's how she made her cheese. However, I couldn't tell you how, but I know she'd hang it to make the cheese.
Wow.
Oh yeah. So there wasn't any groceries she needed. She had everything, and spices, like if you need spices, you know, once in a while, those things. But there was her. She took a basket in her arm like this and walked downtown. She come home and it was all in that little basket.
Oh my goodness.
That's all she needed.
Can you imagine that today?
Oh. See, way back when my mom's mom, they used to even make soap. I can remember when my mom, way back years ago when I was real young, that she would get soap sent to her from my grandmother. She'd send her soap that she made. See, my mom never ever got into soap. She never made soap. She never made soap. So she'd buy soap. Soap and sugar and spices. I don't know. I can't think of anything else, because we had our own eggs, we had sugar, we had flour, you know, we had That was about all that she bought, believe it or not.
Wow, that's not very
made her own. She made her own bread, made all her own baked stuff, you know.
So she wouldn't have to go grocery shopping.
Oh, there wasn't.
Wow.
Because
it wasn't lipstick yet.
No.
Was there a lot of shopping done through magazines or going out and getting it yourself? Like what
no,
you did?
No, because my mom was a sewer. She was a seamstress, so she sewed every dress. We never got a dress or a coat bought out of the store. And that really upset us. And we used to go to school, and different kids that said, I was to the store yesterday, and this is, oh, you got a pretty dress, you know, we'd say, well, they got those from the store. But you see, we never had the chance, and we felt awful bad. Mom, why don't you ever take us to the store so to buy us a dress, you know, a nice dress? We never did. She made all the dresses, all the coats, everything we wore. She bought, you know, she made.
Where
so we never went shopping.
I could imagine.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we had one, well, yeah, shoes. We had to get our pair of shoes. But do you know what? Of course, in the wintertime we wore shoes, naturally, all winter. But in the summertime, the only time we wore shoes was when we went to church on Sunday.
So
and
school?
To school. We come home, our shoes went off safe for school and church.
Oh, my God.
And we changed our clothes, and we come home from school, we changed our clothes. Right now, that was just like clockwork. We come home right to our room and change clothes, put old clothes on. We wore them same clothes the next school day to church or to school. We wore our clothes all week to school. What we put on Monday, we wore Friday. Then it went in the wash. Can you imagine?
Oh, gosh.
That's the way it was.
How much were the dresses and stuff like that you were talking that you guys never got to go to a store and get? What were they, like, expensive
oh,
or
no.
then?
They were reasonable. They're, you know what I mean? They're nothing like today.
Today, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But for back then, it might have been, you know.
Yes. Yes. Or, you know, sure, at that time, but, you know.
Was it pretty expensive then to get five?
Yeah, I'm sure that my mom saved a lot of money sewing.
Yeah.
She sure did. Oh, we wanted a ready-made dress so bad, us kids, and we never got one. That's something.
Yeah.
And yet, I can remember the sisters at school that say, "Oh, you got that. You got a nice dress. Or you got a nice coat." And we thought, "Oh gosh, sake, you know." We didn't even go to the store. Well, you're lucky. You're lucky. You didn't have to go. Well, we didn't think we were so lucky because there was a lot of kids in school that went to the stores and had to buy clothes.
Yeah.
We didn't. We just never did.
What were the TVs and radios like that early?
No, we never had TVs. Radio, we had a radio, small radio. I can remember that. Yes, just a small one, no cabinet one, just one that sit on a table. You know,
yeah.
Small radio.
Was it just AM or was there AM/FM?
No, it was just. It wasn't AM/FM. I'm sure it was just a radio. I don't even know which way it went. I mean. It wasn't AM and FM, I know that.
Wow.
No, it was just plain old radio. I can't even remember, you know.
Did it run on batteries or was it plugged in?
Oh, well, see, at first they had to run on the battery, sure, but then when the
electricity
came in.
Oh, yeah.
When electricity came in, because we didn't have electricity.
Yeah. Have the styles like for TVs and radios changed much since
all
that you can remember?
Sure has. Oh, yes, definitely.
What did they used to look like when you first
they were just,
came out with TVs?
I mean, they had the buttons on the front. They looked like a box. That's what they looked like. I mean, it was, you know, it was wood. It was nice wood. But they were nothing fancy like today. They had an on and off button, and that was it. You know, that's it. That's what they were like.
Today's are more so complex and more computer-like.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't get that.
And they were just black and white.
Black and white. TVs. Oh, we never had TV. All we had was radio, you know. We never had TV. I don't know, because that came out after I was gone. You know?
What kind of formal recreation did you do then? Like, cause I know nowadays people just come home and watch TV all the time. Did you play different games or something?
Well, not during the week because we had homework. We had work at home, and even in the summertime, we had all this big garden and everything. We worked, you know. But we did have a little free time, and we played. It was either hide and seek or tag. That was our. The girls, the boys played ball, you know. But as far as us girls, the neighbor kids would get together. We either play hide and seek or that's what we played. Or tag. That was the game.
Do you have like any jump ropes or?
You know, I can't even remember jumping rope. No, I guess we didn't. I guess we didn't because I never jumped rope when I was young.
Yeah. They didn't have bicycles?
No, but oh no. No bicycles. Mm. Nope.
How much effect do you think the depression had on household life? Like, what you can remember because you were probably just little.
Yeah, I was about 6 years old. So I don't remember a lot. I know that we had like baked beans. We had maybe bean soup, or we had potato soup, or we, you know, it was really, and we just about lost our farm. We only had a 40-acre farm. We just about lost the farm during that depression. I can remember that. That was bad. But like I say, I can't remember a lot of it. I know it was a depression, you know, when you're 6 years old, you don't,
right.
You know. So, but.
Is there anything else you can remember that would have any, like, would be something I could use in my paper to do with furniture or?
Because after I was married, and in the first home I lived in, I had to carry all my water from outside and heat it in the house. And I had a toilet, but I had to bring the water in to flush it.
Oh, man.
So it was really tough.
Yeah.
It really was.
Of course, that's probably a big change from having to go outside all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can store the water in the house.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Then were the days when we had to carry all that water. And you know, we had salt water the next day. Yeah, we had salt water, yeah.
Because he's sitting.
No, it was a pot. It was a well. Yeah, I can't remember. It was out here south of, or north of town.
And it wasn't city water, but it was salt.
Oh, it was salty as heck. Yeah, it was a well. It was a well that had salty water.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrible. We didn't live there very long.
Yeah.
We didn't live there very long. As soon as we could, then we moved into town in an apartment for a while. That's what I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know.
For a while. Then from there is when we came out of Pete Road.
Oh, that Pete Road farm?
Yeah.
Of course, you guys had many houses.
Well,
on
yeah,
Pete
down
Road.
There.
Yeah.
See, the first house we moved in on Pete Road was in Sam. Anyhow, it's the old farm down, way down on the end down there. Well, I'll tell you, it's where, you know where Bob Brzezinski lives, or Joanna?
Yeah.
It's right just there to the east of that. There's that old house, that older house. That's the house we moved in out here. First house that we moved in.
And you stayed out in a lot of houses.
Yes.
On Pete Road. I'm pointing out six or seven good homes.
Yeah, about seven homes.
Yeah. Grandpa built a lot of them.
Yeah, well, down in that subdivision, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then he built like Steve Freddie Allen's there, and of course next to Freddie Allen is one of the homes that we lived in.
Yeah.
That Grandpa built, you know.
There was another Allen couple.
Yeah, that's his. Jim and Freddie were there. Mm-hmm. Home that Rappaville. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was after he got out here on the people that Grandpa got into the house early, you know.
When you, your first house here up here, was that when you first had, like, indoor plumbing where you didn't have to bring your water in and all that, or did you just
Oh, yeah. No, no. Yeah. Well, when we went to town to that, we got in that apartment. Well, we had a bathroom in there.
Oh.
It wasn't much of a bathroom, but it was a bathroom. We had a bathroom there.
Was the apartment living a lot different from living out in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Or cramped?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have a lot of room. We didn't have the room we had out of the farmhouse.
Yeah.
But it was much too easy to take care of, and we had running water, the hot water, and
yeah.
So we decided to move there until we found something different, something better.
Did you have any kids at the time when you?
No.
What? Newlywed.
No. No. Any kids there yet? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That would be a lot easier to clean up.
Oh, sure. Heavens, yes. Yeah, them were the good old days. they call them good old days.
yeah. I was just thinking back to when we were talking about the outhouses. How did those get cleaned?
Well, the men of the family had to clean them out and take them out and dump them in. Yes, I guess they took them out in the field to dump a hole and dump them in. I guess that's what they got. I don't actually know. They had to clean them once in a while. That was really something. Them outhouses. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine having to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and they had to go outside?
Oh, God, it'll be so cold.
Is that awful?
It was raining or snowing or sleeting.
Oh man. We had flashlights. We did get that flashlight after a while. We had a lantern. You know, that we had the light to take out and all of us, but then we did get flashlights. And so that we go out, you know, we got after dark to the outhouse. That was something.
Did you make runs all by yourself, or did you usually make with your brothers or sisters?
No, when we always had somebody with us at night, you know.
Yeah, I would want to.
Because gosh, so if you had to go to the bathroom, who was going to hold the lantern?
Oh.
You know, you got to hold the lantern.
There was no room to, like, sit on the floor, or?
Oh, I suppose, well, not very much room. No.
Yeah. So you couldn't see much of it on the floor either.
No, you know. So.
Of course, I think when if you were little, you wouldn't want to go by yourself anyway.
That's right.
You know, because you're
that's
just
right.
little.
That's right. Yeah.
I can't imagine having to go out to, you wouldn't let me go to the bathroom every time I had to go.
Isn't that something?
Can't really think of nothing else that I would need to know. You've helped me a lot.
Yeah. Well, I hope
thank
so,
you,
Sarah.
Grandma.
Okay.